This is a recast of the 2500-word piece, The Steps to Take Before Installing a Pond. Midwest Pond from Midwest Pond Features. This article covers the steps for installing and maintaining a garden pond. Let's listen in.
Installing a pond is a great way to add a beautiful feature to your garden, but there's more to it than meets the eye. Proper maintenance is key when it comes to keeping your pond healthy and clear. Let's dive into the details.
The article starts by discussing the importance of choosing the right area for your pond. The size of the pond and the amount of sunlight and shade in the area must be taken into consideration. Too much sunlight can result in excessive algae growth, while too much shade can prevent your aquatic plants from getting enough light.
You also must consider any tree roots that could disrupt the structure of your pond. Once you have chosen the perfect location, you can move on to deciding on a perforated pond or rubber liner. Perforated ponds are a great option for a quick and easy installation without much need for customization, while rubber liners allow more flexibility but require more maintenance.
Then you'll need to choose a water pump for your pond's circulation system. Consider the size of your pond and the type of water features you want when making your selection.
Next up is preparing your pond area. This involves removing any low spots, ensuring proper drainage for runoff, and laying down a layer of sand or gravel to prevent weeds and other unwanted plants from growing.
Once that's done, it's time to install your pond. Perforated ponds require digging out a hole in the shape and size of the pond before placing it in the area. Rubber liners must be laid out and adjusted to fit the shape of your pond area, and any wrinkles or folds must be smoothed out to prevent leaks.
Then, you'll need to add your water pump and chemical filters. These filters help keep the water clean and clear and ensure better care for aquatic plants and fish.
After that comes the fun part, adding aquatic plants and decorations. Water lilies, cattails, and other aquatic plants are all great additions to any water garden. Plant pots or baskets should be used to prevent them from spreading too much and taking over your pond perimeter.
Once you've completed all of these steps, you can sit back and enjoy your beautiful pond. Of course, if you ever have questions or need help installing your pond, don't hesitate to contact a professional aquascape contractor or find free tips online.
With regards to costs, it varies greatly depending on size and complexity of design, but it's important to remember it's a long-term investment that can add value to your home. Finally, if you live in a cold climate, ensure you are prepared with additional equipment, such as a heater, to keep the water warm if needed.
Let's start with the basics. Firstly, you must choose the size of the pond, as this will determine the amount of water you need and how many plants and fish. It's a good rule of thumb to have at least 50 gallons of water for each inch of fish.
Once you have your size determined, then it is important to consider the type of water pump you'll need for the pond. Submersible, external, or solar pumps are all available and should be appropriate for the size and flow of your pond.
After that, you can start decorating your pond with aquatic plants like water lilies and a water feature like a fountain spout. Be sure to pick plants that are suitable for your climate and pond size.
Then comes maintaining your pond. This means cleaning the water pump and filters, removing debris, and cleaning the perimeter. Good water circulation is key to preventing water from becoming stagnant and reducing the need for chemical treatments.
Another issue that may come up is tree roots. These can damage your liner or perforated pond, so it's important to choose a location that is free from obstructions. If you do find tree roots, you may need to remove them or find a way to work around them.
Finally, if you plan on installing a garden pond, there are many resources available to help you, like our free tip sheet.